This is the Funny Mummies podcast, the podcast for people that hate parenting podcasts. I'm Patty Ashdown, comedian, writer, actress and mother to two very lively boys. Each show, I'm joined by funny mummies from the world of comedy, arts and everyone who can help us in this crazy world of parenting. So settle in as we find the funny side of parenting and being bloody great women.
We are out and we're very proud because we are, if you can hear that, as you know, it's a lovely crisp. It's the crisp, lovely studio. We're back in Soho Studios. Yeah. And this voice you can hear is me, Hattie Ashdown. I'm very happy to be out of my house at the lovely studios. And it's just me and Gemma. I'm just going to introduce her now. Just do cash.
Yeah.
Gemma.
I'm here. Yeah.
There's Gemma.
Yep.
We've both got our stolen cups of tea from downstairs.
Yep, some snacks.
So, in case you haven't heard the show before, you'll listen to the... It's the Funny Mummy Show, but we're in association with the Other Woman Show as part of Soho Radio. We're just in association with everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I can't hear Gemma very well. Let me try and turn her up. Turn her up. So, topic today, but we're going to have a catch-up first, is... Let's go outside. I'm just calling it let's go outside because with the government setting the roadmap, which is staggering, first of all, we can eat and have a drink outside, which started on the... Where are we? You'll probably hear this show because this is a pre-record.
About three weeks ago.
We've been at about 2.5 weeks or something, hasn't it? So, and also, I thought... There's been a lot of outside playing for the kids. It's constantly outside playing. And I caught this article in The Guardian about UK children not allowed to play outside until 2 years older than the parents' generation. So I thought, let's just talk about being outside. Do we like being outside? Are we outdoorsy people? Was we outdoorsy kids? Mm. Should we kick off or should we catch up first? I mean...
Go straight into it, Hat.
Let's go straight into it. Yeah, we don't need to catch up.
No, we don't.
I've forgotten my bank card today, and that's all I can think about.
Let it go.
Let it go. Was you a playing outside? Let's go back first. Was you a playing outside kind of kid?
Yes, but don't imagine me as a 7 or 8 year old, kind of Theresa May style. You know. Skipping through cornfields because that's not where I grew up.
I really don't want that image.
It's more just pounding the streets and hanging out in just open alleyways,
yeah,
near ponds,
right,
swings and that. Yeah,
I was listening to Desert Island Discs recently with Samantha Morton, and
yes.
she painted this really lovely, though obviously she had a really tough,
rough
upbringing, but she really wanted to make the point, and I got it, where she was like, let me just say, look, I've had this different, but there was, I wouldn't be able to do her accent, but I can't, there were some great points, you know, she sort of got some slight northern,
is it Nottingham?
Yeah, and she was like, you know, like she said, I had some of the best days when I was at home with my siblings and my dad, and he would just like pack me up a salad cream sandwich in a sealed bag, and then it was just like go for the day sort of thing. And me and she was like, her and her brother and sister would just play outside just all day until it was like, come back when it's dark, you know, that kind of thing. And it's that sort of nice, it's nice freedom. I was lucky, I think, that I grew up on like a crescent. It's like a cul-de-sac, some people.
I know what a crescent is, yeah.
But other people might not know what it is.
No through traffic.
No, but it's not the same as a cul-de-sac, obviously, where you're completely, like you go down a little cul-de-sac and it's really cut off, whereas we had like, oh no, it doesn't mean. We had a nice bit of grass outside. So now I look back, because I live on a real... just suburban-y street, and the kids cannot play out there because there's a road. But I realised how lucky I was having the crescent. I mean, got a bit of green out the front, and it did mean that and now I'm a parent myself, I think, God, I love that. I would so love to be able to, because my mum would just have the door open.
Yeah, yeah, just your old dear would just stick her head out the window and
yeah,
see
and you know
there.
All the other mums yeah. are looking out as well. Mm. I mean, I'm making it sound an idyllic childhood, and obviously...
But then I guess that, I mean, and I don't know, was it the council?
Yeah.
So these estates... Mm. For want of a better word, were developed for that reason. So you yeah, would have the families. Housing around, yeah. you know, around a whether it's a playground or a playground where you weren't allowed to play ball games, or a
yeah, or, didn't or, have or a sign patch, on it, no ball games.
what do you want us to do? Or a patch of grass for that reason. So you yeah. would have that. Whereas it's not really fashionable to live somewhere like that these days. You want to live on a road with the Victorian house that's just a straight
yeah.
line,
yeah.
with no parking because everyone's got five cars.
They are trying. My friend lives in a new build over in Kent, and they've sort of tried to... All the gardens they built with these low fences. The idea was... And then like it looks onto this sort of... They've got their own gardens, but also a communal garden. So the idea is the kids... But it I don't think it's really worked out like that, because everyone's like, but we do want a bit of privacy as well. Anyway. But I loved those days. So, you know, we're talking from, you know, whatever, 0 to... say 10, playing out the front and doing handstands on the front lawn and loving when you accidentally realize it's getting quite dark and mum hasn't realized, and she's, because she's chatting so much to the next door neighbor. Oh, I'm really making it sound so like working class, like, oh, the good old days. But you know, they'd have a cup of tea, you know, they were making tea for each other. Do you want a tea, Pat? Yeah. And we'd always end up with loads of Jones mugs because, you know, anyway. And then you realise, oh, it's 10 o'clock and mum has noticed the time. So just keep quiet, just keep doing handstands. They won't notice. And just, you know, and all that. But what I didn't like, I wasn't a kid hanging around the park when I got a bit older. You know, like the, I don't know. I mean, what is the age now, you know, to hang around? Hang around the park. I mean, acceptable. I guess I was sort of I wasn't allowed to go 14, 15 on my own to the park, but I wasn't interested. It's too cold. But you know, some kids, did you love it? Was that you?
Well, when I 14, 15, you're 14, yes. But there was this gap between, say, age 9 and that age where I don't think I can't remember leaving the house. So, yeah, and I couldn't tell you. I mean, I'm just used to, like, watching TV and just being indoors, really. I don't think I was interested in getting dressed. I think that's what it was.
Oh, really?
It wasn't too much effort. But before that, funny enough, I was speaking to my brother about this because he's got, like, a preteen kid, and he was saying, oh, what do you remember about our boundaries? And I was just like, what's a boundary, right? Because I felt like we were feral. You know, it was just... I don't think we were feral. I think we were just trusted.
Right.
To... not get into trouble. And also, I was speaking to my mum about this, and she was saying the thing is if you were, it wasn't like you were on your own, as long as you were with people, she said, then she felt that you were safe. You know,
okay, that's the difference. If you were in a big, yeah, oh, who else is going down there? Oh,
yeah,
know.
Or you'd knock for, you know, whether you knock for each other, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And the other thing is that funny, what I was talking, my brother was saying about, oh, you know, because you that had a bit of trouble with theirs because mum had said, my nephew's mum had said, be home for lunch, your lunch is in half an hour, and he didn't come back for an hour and a half. And I said, well, my response to that was like, I don't ever remember having lunch. I don't remember lunch being a thing when I was a kid.
No, that's
I used
true.
To get breakfast and I used to come in and grab whatever food I could find, forage. We'd forage and then I'd have dinner. I don't ever remember having lunch. So I was like, sorry, I can't relate because...
Gosh, you...
We sent out and then it was that come home before dark.
Was you one of those houses you could just sort of like help yourself, like, you know, like a Pop-Tart or something? Now I'm really going back. I remember my friend could just like... She could just go and help herself to a Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
If she wanted.
Yes, but we didn't have any food in the house. So, we could eat. We'd eat. It was like locusts. We would just... My mum would do a big shop on Saturday and it'd be gone by like Sunday afternoon. The house would be empty. She'd go, nope, that's it. You've eaten me out of house and home. I'm not buying biscuits, you'll only eat them.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So she didn't have a lot of... So you did have treats in the house, but just they would go quickly.
Yeah, so we would get like a, I don't know, say like a six pack of penguins each, If you finish them all, if you ate them all on the Saturday, then sorry, mate.
That's it. You've had... You've had it.
School of Hard Knocks, mate.
Yeah, I didn't realise that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wait, but not that... this is not the road we're going. We're not talking about this treats, but we just had Saturday treats, you know. That's why I can't believe it with my kids. Honestly, it's ridiculous the amount of treats they have every day.
Well, I've gone to Saturday treats.
Have you?
Yeah. So I gave him the choice. I said to him, right, you can have, this is turning into a food conversation, isn't it?
But no.
But I've said you can have one evening a week where after your dinner you can just fill your boots. Or you can have one small treat every day.
Okay.
And he went for the binge.
Did he?
Yeah. And then he tried to change it a few weeks ago. I was like, no.
Right.
You made the deal.
Oh, yeah. I need to sort it out because it's all a little bit all over the place. I mean, it's better now back to school. We can keep a bit of a, you know, just a bit of a treat when you come home. But he probably does have a treat every time he comes home from school.
And what's a treat?
To be fair, though, they are sort of semi-healthy treats. Sometimes it'd be chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to do more of the healthy versions anyway. But
what's a healthy version of chocolate?
Well, you know, like a... This is so boring. Like the soaring bars.
Oh, okay, a bit soaring.
Yeah, you know...
Does he eat that, does he?
Yeah, he likes the little bars, the banana claggy ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or they've got strawberry ones. I mean, it's all stuff that's full of loads of sugar.
Mm.
Okay. This is what you've signed up for, people. So did we? I feel like I don't know if I really got to the bottom whether you played outside,
yes.
But you didn't. Did you have mates that you knocked for? I had like two main mates that I knocked for.
Yeah.
Did you have mates that you knocked for when you were playing outside? Yeah.
I used to, my older sister had the mates. They all seemed to be her age, but I remember. I suppose. I mustn't have been any older than maybe 7. I remember, you know, leaving the house and go and walking off on my own and it not being an issue. So that was like 7, 8.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, 7, 8. We still had... You can't go as far as the garages, you know, with this sort of garages. But now, obviously... Al doesn't play outside. I mean, you're quite relatively new to your street, and it's not like he's got mates out.
No,
there
he hasn't. I mean, as far as I sort of wonder if it was like the 1920s, could he walk to school on his own?
Right. You
know? And I was like, I would probably trust him if he didn't have to cross the main road. Not that I would, because that's ridiculous. But you know, I would trust him to go to school.
Would you?
Yeah.
Wow. He's quite...
He's quite serious. He's quite compliant.
Yeah. He's...
Like, sort of bordering on boring sometimes.
Oh, no! He's such a dude.
Yeah.
I could trust Hux... Well, just to say, Hux is 5 and Al is 6. So they're both the same school year, but Al is like a whole year older, which is crazy. I could trust him... Especially, I mean, with our school, it's at the end of the road. He only has to cross one road, but I always say he's like a dog, that will suddenly see a squirrel.
Yeah,
I couldn't trust him to. I don't know. He's in a little dream world, Huxley. So he might just, I don't know, see something and then he'd forget. He's crap with crossing the road.
Yeah.
But our road is, I mean, it's like your road, isn't it? What do you call that? It's a very narrow road. There's nowhere for the kids to play. We are getting to know more people on the street now. And there's about 8 doors down, they've got little ones and stuff. So I don't know if, you know, as time goes on, you know, they might play out. But I can't see how they would play out the front because there's nowhere to play out the front. But they might all knock on each other's door, which is nice. I read about this company. They help you set it up and everything. I've forgotten what it's called, so that's really useful for anyone listening who goes, oh, I like the sound of that, but I'll try and find it. Where if you want to close off your street for the children to all play out, they will help you set it up, and it's actually easier than you think. Are you looking at me with that face like that sounds like a horrific idea?
No, because I've just listened to a Guardian podcast, a long one,
Ooh.
About the councils doing that. cutting off roads for pollution and to stop people getting in their cars, basically. So the idea that I can't see.
Well, they hate it around my way because I'm really near a park, so loads of people come and park down my road.
Mm.
But we would love it because we'd be like, yeah, less cars. So what they do is they help you. You just have to get the whole road to agree to it.
Yeah.
Just that little thing. and then you apply for permission. You can apply for a certain date. So you could say, a certain Saturday or whatever, just for 2 hours or 3 hours, and that you'd close it off. And so the kids can just... these videos and stuff I've watched, I found them on Instagram and I did get in contact with them, but then lockdown and that all happened. And I thought, that is a lovely idea. And they try and sell it as the old people like it as well because they can come out and they watch the young play. And
when you say go out, what? Because would you rather your kids out than in general?
Well, what do you mean, out as in leaving the house or just in the garden even?
No, out leaving the, off your property. Get off my property.
At the moment, yeah. But it depends what age you're talking. I think I'm absolutely, okay, I am terrified when they get teenagers. And they, that's the thing. At the moment, it's like, who will look after my children? But when it gets the age when they are Mom, I want to go. I'm dreading it. I think, like you said, my mum was a bit similar to your mum in the sense that I don't remember any rules, any boundaries, because of my dad dying quite young. I was 13. It was just me and her. And so we just muddled along together.
Yeah.
So there was no boundaries. But she trusted me. But I didn't want to go out. So I've got nothing to compare to. But I am terrified about... I don't know, because they're boys as well. I seem to think they're going to be... I see the boys around my way and they're all just horrible, doing wheelies on their bikes.
Yeah, but not... but boys have always done wheelies on bikes. The thing is that not every single boy can be horrible. I speak to another parent about this who's got preteen, and is that I think that there's something to say about... building up a bit of street wisdom because I remember there were some girls who were never allowed out, really strict parents. They got to after GCSE 17 and they went mad, drink, drugs, sex. They just went mad rather than building up a kind of resilience to it. And they ended up a mess.
Right.
And I just think, you know what, that you can't, I think there's that kind of gently,
okay, I'll give them the drugs myself and then
don't be one of those.
Right, we're gonna sit down.
Okay guys, look, I don't mind you smoking pot, but if you can smoke it in the house it'd be better. One of those. Let's all go around Hux's house.
I think my husband had a bit of that house, not quite like that, but his mum was quite cool about it. So, yeah, better not say that on any more about that. right. This does have another song because we love Dirty Dancing, and this is from the Dirty Dancing soundtrack, and it just makes me think of, and it's almost summer and out. Well, it's a weird spring because it feels like summer. It's such lovely weather. You're listening. You sure are. That's playing. The wrong song is playing. You're listening to the funny... Mummy's show in association with the Other Woman show. Be My Baby, the Ronettes. I knew there was another reason I played that, was because it just reminds me, and I think I've probably mentioned this about a million times on the show, if you've listened to every single episode, it just reminds me, Gemma, you're listening to The Funny Mummies, by the way, and I'm Hattie Asher, and that's Gemma Beagley.
Hello.
Of playing outside, playing out the front of my house, and when we got Dirty Dancing on DVD. I'd put it on and then I'd open the window so everyone could hear the music. One, I was showing off because we were really, really late to get, not to get VHS, that's how old I am. One, I was showing off, we had a VHS player. One, I was showing off, we had Dirty Dancing. And I thought, like, yeah, my mum lets me watch these.
But also, it feels like a bit of an early broadcasting career for you, that.
Oh, my good God, yes.
You know what I mean? Like a block party.
Yeah, I was opening the window. It was a little bit like...
Brixton comes to Kent.
Yeah. And I used to record... I did all the classic, like, I used to record myself on a little tape recorder and...
But what are we doing now? If not that.
That is basically what I did.
That's what podcasts are.
It was called Rainbow Radio. Okay. I think I called it.
What was the hook?
Just chatting, kid stuff. And I remember some reason making the commercials. So I do my own commercials.
Like Adam Buxton, like, look at you. You were born to do it.
I was only like six. And I think I thought it was really funny because I said to my friend, let's do a condom commercial.
Yeah.
And so we just like jumped up and down mum's bed and was like, yeah, get condoms or whatever the
okay. We're jumping. Yeah, of course you are. The thing is, right, is that when you become a really like a Sarah Cox type successful radio broadcaster, yeah, Hattie, they will dig at that, and you know, and your family will be going, you know what, she was always born to do it, she was like, yeah, listen to, yeah, this, yeah, and every little,
whereas now it's like, where is this going exactly? Where is this career going?
Hattie, you've been doing this since you were 6 years old. When are you going to pay the bills?
I can remember the jingle. We're the rainbow rockers. We'll rock down the loo and we'll tickle you. I don't know what the...
I love it.
Oh, there we go.
And by tickle, did you mean make you laugh or did you mean actually tickle?
I think laugh, maybe like, I don't know, something about coming up the loo or something.
Come on.
God, I was, you know, I was quite abstract. I was more abstract in those days.
Not so mainstream.
No, so I've got really mainstream now. Look at me.
Listeners, just so you know what she's wearing today, Hattie, yeah, is, she's got this. What is this?
You didn't say anything to me, actually. And you either love or hate it.
But what would you call that?
It looks like I've got your nan's doily round
but
my
what,
neck.
But there is...
It's called a collar, darling.
So if I wanted one of those, I'd go onto Google and I'd Google...
Collar.
Collar.
Detachable
flowery collar.
Collar, yeah. I haven't taken any pictures.
Stick a photo
today.
on the file.
I'm going to take one now so that I don't forget. And there you go.
There is nothing mainstream about that. I'm so mainstream and bland that your phone won't even take a photo of me. I don't even show up.
I was
in
trying
photos.
To do that focus thing. I was like, where is she? Oh, she's around there somewhere,
like a ghost.
So if you've just joined us, we're talking about outside. I feel like this needs to be played because I remembered this song and I was like, I remembered it as a woman singing it, but it's not a woman singing it. But let me there we go. It's a man singing it, but there is a woman in it. Ring any bells, yeah? I'm going to leave him on the bed there as we talk about being outside. I wanted to fast forward a bit. There you go. I'm going to fast forward it a bit till...
Oh, hang on.
So it's Mike Sarney. Come outside.
With Wendy Richards.
Is it?
Pauline Fowler.
Oh, there's that version, but she's not on this one. But yeah, it's got this bit. Look, so we fast forward a bit. Look, I'm like Danny Baker, me. Look, doing all me.
What?
That's her.
That must be her then.
Cold outside. Come outside. You do keep on.
Oh, you do keep on.
Oh, hello.
She says, I want another twist. And I thought she meant twist ice cream, but of course it probably meant Do the twist.
Do the twist, yeah.
And he's trying to get her outside.
So they're at a dance of some sort. Yeah. He's trying to get her outside so he can feel her up.
Yeah.
Well, this is about consent, really.
This is about consent.
But at least it doesn't sound like he's dragging her outside.
No.
There we go, Pauline.
There's so many of these old songs that you're just like, yeah, it's a bit dodgy.
It's a little bit...
So on that note, we're not being dragged. Well, we're not having to be dragged outside.
Oh, no.
We're quite happy to be outside. So in case you're listening in the future, so the government laid out the roadmap that first of all we can eat outside, we can have booze outside, and we can go into people's gardens. And what have you been doing outside, Gemma?
I've been doing this. I haven't eaten yet. I'm not going to do a list of things I haven't done. I think it was a few days after the whenever we were allowed, whatever, six people in a garden, we did that and had a meal, and it was freezing, but we all layered up.
Yeah.
And it was lovely. Absolutely lovely. But that's all I've done. I'm waiting for the indoors rule of six. I'm not going to lie. I haven't been so excited about this 12th. What I'm saying is that I'm looking forward to going out to be able to go in somewhere.
Yes.
I guess that's it.
I know. I mean, I have gone to a public house outside and we had something to eat.
With the kids?
No. Gosh, no. With adults, and I have to, yeah, but I am mostly looking forward to going out and into somebody else's house.
Yes, yeah.
Because I tell you what, already I've done, and the shops are open as well, I should say. And I've spent so much money, it's only been 2 weeks.
I know.
But I went a little bit mad on the shops, and then, yeah, met my sisters for dinner, and I was like, oh my gosh, right, can we soon have the thing where we can go in people's houses and then I don't spend any money?
I tell you what, though, something that's the reason I haven't rushed to go and eat a panini outdoors.
Yeah.
It's because I was never a big one for eating paninis outdoors, to be honest with you. But also, and this brings it to children.
Yeah.
Pub gardens,
yeah,
during the day,
yeah,
are going to have children in, and I don't. I'm really quite particular, and this is the way I was brought up, that there are adult spaces, and pubs are adult spaces. We were never taken to pubs when we were kids, ever,
yeah.
Ever. I think maybe once or twice I was in a pub garden, maybe when we were on some awful holiday.
I never went.
Never, never.
This is why I say my kids like live in a different world, because not only have they been to loads of cafes and restaurants. I mean, I think I remember going to Wimpy for a birthday. We've talked about birthday parties, and that was about it. But I don't remember going to any cafes.
Nope.
Maybe a Greasy Spoon once, maybe.
I don't.
But yeah, sorry. I just saw a little kid go past that looked just like my kid. Oh, no, no. Don't
followed
surprise
you
me.
It, followed you up here. Here's your purse.
Yeah. I've forgotten my purse. Listeners, please can I just tell you, it's the worst thing. And my friend Jess,
it was not as bad as your phone.
No, it's not as bad. But she always says, I know if I rang her up, she'd go, I've told you before, don't swap handbags. And what it is that in lockdown, I don't need a whole handbag. I just have my bum bag, bum bag. Mm. And I swapped to a lady bag coming into town, and I forgot to take the bank cards out of the bum bag, and yeah, and it's just like, oh, I have to borrow money, and then anyway, what would we? Oh, that's a really good point, and now I've forgotten it.
Kids, pubs, cafes,
it's gone. But what, going back to whether I like being outside, it's connected to being a kid as well, because that was my thing, is being cold. I would go out to the park for a little bit and be like, there's no real boys, I want to snog, and and then I'd come home and I'd go to my sister, I'm just cold, because my sisters were a lot older than me, so my sister had her own house, so I'd go to her house, and she was able to get it quite young, can I just note that, because it's a long story. And I got, it's a bit cold, and I just rather be at home because I was too cold. And I'm sort of like that now. But I went and met my sisters. I put on loads of layers. I was ready for it, you know, because I just want to socialise so much. And my sister even bought
a patio heater.
Yeah.
Oh, all the rage.
Is everyone doing it?
Oh, yeah.
She just bought it in a handbag. And she's got a little gas... She gets a gas cylinder thing
cylinder,
out.
Yeah, yeah.
She looks like she's about to graffiti the place.
Yeah.
She puts it in and always like, oh, my gosh. So she put that underneath. This was set in the beer garden. It was all right, but there's something about not quite being able to enjoy your food when you're really cold as well.
No, because food doesn't retain temperature unless you're feeding it to a child and then it stays hot for 2 days. And so put it outside in 16 degree shade, for example, and I just don't think it's going to be... it's why I don't like barbecues either. I don't enjoy eating outside.
Oh, your sausage is cold.
And also, I'd have to wear a coat. And so, I don't like eating with a coat on. I don't like weighing with a coat on. I don't like eating with a coat on.
Weeing with a coat on.
I can't bear it.
When have you ever been made to wee with a coat on?
If you're rushing to, like, if you're leaving somebody, you go, oh, actually, I better go for a wee first.
Yeah.
And I can't sit down and go for a wee with my coat on. Because what if the coat gets in the bowl and all? I just know.
Do you sit down then in a public loo?
I don't stand up.
You don't hover.
No, I sit. Well, I'm trusting that everyone else in the world hovers, so I'm the dirty one who sits down.
Well, you know, I do a whole fantastically funny stand-up routine about hovering. But the thing is that I must probably add to that is that the thing is I'm causing the problem because by hovering, there's always going to be a bit of a spray.
Yeah.
Put you all off your wheeze now.
But just... And, you know, you feel free to cut this out if you don't think it's appropriate. Mm. But I'm going to say it. I'm going to ask. Why not sit down?
I was looking at you then like, going, please don't make me cut anything out. I haven't got time to edit. I don't know. Sometimes I put a nest down, as you know, like tissue.
So this is because you, just in case there's wee on the seat.
Yeah,
and
I can't
you
stand
wee
the thought
on you,
of touching
on your skin. Yeah.
Someone else. Yeah.
So why not just wipe?
I have done that before. But generally, I just don't. I've got so used to it now.
Right, okay.
It just... And then, of course, once next to the toilet, next to me, knows me, of course, it creates Niagara Falls.
Because it's from a height.
People go, blimming out.
My
mum, I come from a long line of hoverers. My mum was a hoverer.
Right.
I think you just get used to
it. Yeah, yeah. See, I feel at 40, it's too late for me to hover. If I haven't hovered
by now, you will never... No, start. It's good. Might be. It's not good for my pelvic floor, though. It's pelvic floor still rubbish. But, you know, came in handy probably a lot of this when some of the public loos were shut. Mm. I don't even know if they were shut. I just couldn't bother to walk over to them. So I just wee behind a tree. Oh, I love a bit of... nature weeing.
You do.
Everybody's done it, haven't they? Come on. We've had to go on so many outside walks and treks.
Yeah. And this is the other
than
thing.
Than ever before.
Oh, we're allowed out.
Yeah.
I mean, the walks and they said the outdoor weeing. I'm as an adult, I'm not a great fan of outdoors, really.
Right. Okay, we've got that tit confirmed. Really, you're not an outdoorsy person, as they
I'm
say.
I'm not an outdoorsy person. No, like the idea of skiing, for example.
That's not your ideal
horse
holiday.
Riding, any kind of water activity, anything like that.
Swimming?
No, not
really?
Outdoors.
Not
no.
even... Oh, but indoors.
I mean, not indoors. No, I'm just... Yeah.
Okay.
The cold and just... I don't know.
Yeah, that was
interesting. Yeah, I would rather sit down.
But you're not going for a walk.
I like doing steps, yeah. But I don't. I'm not when I'm walking. I'm not looking around and admiring the scenery.
You've just got your head down,
absolutely
stressed, worrying,
listening to this, listening to Funny Mummies.
Of course.
Yeah.
Pounding the streets,
mate.
Well, I would have whatever that means being an outdoorsy person. I mean, of course, the stereotype is that it conjures up this person who's like, "Come on, let's go for a good old jolly walk." I would have.
You're not a horsey person, are you?
No, I come from some horsey family.
Do you?
Yes. My cousins used to turn up with their horse on my doorstep sometimes.
What?
And they weren't gypsies. They had a farm. Still
what
not gypsies.
What do you mean?
saying that, on my dad's side, there is gypsy blood going back, but which I think is fantastic. But my auntie goes, oh, no, it's not right. No, 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 that's wrong. That family tree thing's wrong.
That 23andMe or whatever it's called.
Have you seen my dad?
Look at the DNA, auntie. We are 98%
gypsy. Jet black hair, very swarthy skin. Mm. It's like, come on, Romany there. No. They, on my mum's side, they had a farm and we used to get eggs from them and everything. And they would, so they were all very outdoorsy. Mm. And they turn up with the horse and they go, oh, do you want to get on it? And I, at that point, I was like, no. I was terrified of this massive horse.
Oh, yeah.
I went, stayed there for the weekend. Of course, you know, that's how she grew up. What do you think? Oh, what a lovely. But I was, again, at that time, not interested. I'd rather just stayed indoors and watch cartoons.
Yeah.
You know. Watched He-Man, but she was like, yeah, outside playing, how lovely. But now, and I honestly, I'm just thinking this now, Gemma, I'm saying it for the first time, I think this pandemic has made me a bit more outdoorsy.
Okay.
I've loved the walking in the woods and walking about more. It's confirmed my hatred of parks, which we've talked about before, playgrounds, as in playgrounds, swings,
yeah, with equipment,
slides.
Yeah.
I hate them. Hate. Sorry. I know everyone else goes, oh, because you're standing around and they, you know, you lose them and then it's just stress. If we go to a quiet one, it's not quiet, that's not too bad. But mine are 2 and 5. They're at that age where they're in different directions. It's stressful. If we're going to the woods, we're walking through the woods, we're looking at the squirrels, we're finding a twig. It's nice. So I think I'd reconsider my holidays now. I'd think about outdoorsy stuff.
Really?
I like the sea.
Would you camp?
Now, I am going camping.
Oh, my God.
Oh, don't, and I'm so not sorry. Looking forward to it. Yeah. This is a holiday away from the kid, without the kids. Yeah, it's not really a holiday. But I wouldn't camp with the kids because it would be a nightmare. At this moment, because the youngest is 2. But this is, it's a festival. I'm pretending that I'm young, going to a music festival.
What festival?
Standham. It's called Standham.
Oh.
Standham Calling or something.
Oh, yeah.
This is what happens, listeners, when you've got a husband that's 10 years younger than you.
And you go...
you have to keep up and go, yeah, I'll go to that.
Yeah, we'll go. Yeah, great.
I thought my days of... wet whitewashes.
Yeah.
Sleeping in a tent. But nowadays, you see... But I went to quite a lot of festivals and I would do it. I'd throw myself into it.
Yeah, yeah.
But now I'm like, right, I want the airbeds.
Yeah.
I want a nice...
You want to upgrade.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm going to try and take a few things. But I definitely wouldn't do it with the kids. But yeah, I think I'm more... I think when the kids are older, I would go camping. But I'd rather not. If there was a choice, I'd rather have a caravan or a little... Yeah.
I think that
hotel, obviously.
But my mum and dad grew up in Tulse Hill and Shepherd's Bush, respectively. You know, city people, urban people. We were the same, and unfortunately, I feel that I'm now projecting onto my son that we're not outdoorsy people,
right?
And so it's like he hasn't got a choice.
Maybe
I don't know.
You need to give it more of a chance. Maybe you've know written what? That story for
yeah,
yourself.
I know. No, you're I have. I've like. I'm. It's like if I've fixed. So that is something to consider.
Right. That's it. You and me.
Signing him up to horse riding lessons.
Outdoorsy holiday. Are you?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, that was going to be a whole new other topic, talking about clubs.
Oh, yes.
Now the clubs are starting back up. Is Al interested in any clubs?
No. I took him to a taster evening for like some sort of kung fu. It's some kind of martial art anyway.
Right.
And whatever. And we left and I said, so what do you think? Would you like to do that? And he said, oh, I can do all that anyway. Do it already.
Oh, did he?
That arrogant prick.
He always says,
where he gets that from. I can do that. Oh,
That's so cute. I think you've just got to, it's hard though, because I want to like, just book it, give it a go, bribe him, and you never know. But that's what my mum tried to do with me. She tried to put me in girl guides and I was absolutely terrified. But again, for the same reason that at that point I was like, oh, it's all a bit wholesome and outside.
Yeah.
And now in my old age, I'm getting a bit more like, is there a woman's guides?
I'll join it.
Women's Institute.
Oh, that's me all over.
But we should definitely talk about clubs and stuff.
Yeah.
Activities.
Activities, that would be, well, think who would be a good guest for you for that. You might be thinking, why is it just you two gnawing on? It's because we thought we're kind of coming to a little bit of a end of a series. I think this is series 3, and we thought as more, we just have a little break, basically, not for very long. In your world, it would probably only be a month or two as we record new episodes. So we just thought we'd do this little roundup and obviously thank everybody that's been listening so far and with us in this lockdown parenting, pandemic parenting. And we hope it's been a good escape for you. Thank you to people that do send me messages. Especially when I'm having a bit of a down day and I'll put stuff up on Instagram, they go, oh, keep going because I do love your podcast. So that's nice. I need it. I need my ego caressing. Gemma, we're going to round up now.
Yeah.
Have you got anything? Gemma is doing a course. She's a new woman. She's coming out of it all a new woman. I think you're one of my success stories from this pandemic, I think. You've grown.
Do you think?
You've grown?
I guess, yeah.
I think you've done really, really well.
Thank you.
You've gone through, well, the beginnings of a, can I say the D word?
Yeah.
Beginnings of a divorce.
Yeah.
And you're doing up your house.
Yeah, well, I guess I moved in the week before the first lockdown. So it's kind of, that's the measure of it.
And you're making career changes. Has been a bit of a long process, but you've stuck with it.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, mate. Thanks for your ongoing support.
Oh, thanks.
You're my rock. You're my Paul Burrell.
Am I?
Make of that what you will.
Am I your Alfie Bow?
Just don't nick my jewellery.
You my Alfie Bow?
Don't nick my jewellery and say that I gave it you.
You know Michael Ball? We always laugh about Michael Ball and they go, Michael Ball and Alfie Bow. And
you go, Alfie and Bow.
Who the fuck is Alfie Bow?
I know.
No one knows who he is, but it's like he's...
Well, Robbie Williams had a... Who was that? There was Robbie Williams had like a...
Oh, did he?
A little sideshow Bob.
Sorry, I'm not saying you're my sideshow Bob.
No, but... Do you know what? I'll take Sideshow Bob.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Right. Well, so keep listening, downloading, subscribing, please, and tell people. We're going to finish. Now, as you know, because we're part of the Other Woman show, the strict remit is women only, women with an X. But for this special one, for Gemma, and because... Actually, no, it's not the same song as which is 25 years old.
No, but it is George's Day today.
It's George's Day today. Is it? So George's Day?
Mm.
Oh, well, perfect. I knew that. That's why I chose it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you, Gemma. Thank you to me. Let's finish on some George Michael outside. Enjoy being outside.
Oh, great track.
I hope you listen to this outside. That'd be nice. Bye. You've been listening to the Funny Mummies podcast in association with the Other Woman show with me, Hattie Ashdown. Thank you to Gemma Beagley and our guest today. Please see the write-up in this episode to find out how you can follow us and our guest online. This show is edited by Alex Holland, recorded via Zoom. The show also goes out on Thursdays on Soho Radio as part of the Other Woman Collective, where often you can hear the full music version of the show. If you'd like to support us and get lots of goodies, like a video version where you can see our mugs, go to Funny Mummies on Patreon, where you can buy us a coffee or maybe an hour's childcare. Thanks very much for listening. Keep subscribing and telling your friends. It really, really does help. We'll see you next time for a dose of Mum and Tonic.